Let's speak to Nina Smith, who is chair of Rail Future Yorkshire. Good morning.
Good morning.
So just explain for those who are not familiar with what Rail Future Yorkshire is all about.
Well, we're the Yorkshire branch of the national campaigning group Rail Future, which is an entirely voluntary group that campaigns for basically a bigger and a better railway.
And do you think that GBR, Great British Railways, as announced and revealed over the last sort of 12 hours, is going to answer what you call for?
Oh, ask me that question in 10 years' time. I mean, there's a lot in the white paper which is positive. I mean, clearly the franchise system was broken, and one thing that the new system will do means that millions of pounds will not be going out in paying lawyers to resolve contract disputes between different rail operating companies and between the rail operating companies and Network Rail. So that has to be a plus. There are lots of things in it which are good, but we have one or two questions. I mean, I haven't read the full report, but is there any role in this for people like Transport for the North or North Yorkshire County Council, City of York Council? It's very unclear. Is there going to be too much top-down central control, or will the regional transport bodies have a considerable say in what's developed? There is something about community rail partnerships being able to bid to run branch lines. They'll need a lot of expertise to do that. So the devil is going to be in the detail, in the implementation. But as your previous caller said, I mean, we need a railway system for environmental reasons. Climate change is obviously the biggest priority facing the world. Railways need to be affordable, they need to be reliable, they need to be punctual, and they need to be comfortable.
Can Great British Railways, with their magnificent name, can they achieve that? I mean, I put the question to you that I put the question to my previous guest. To all intents and purposes, if you were being a little sceptical about this, you could say that this sounds a little like a renationalisation of the railways, albeit that the actual services will be run by private companies, but it's all going to come under one national heading, one national banner, with GBR setting the fares, setting the timetables, owning the rail infrastructure. It sounds like the renationalisation of the railways.
Well, there's nothing wrong with railways being nationalised, but I mean,
I'm not saying there is. I'm saying it's quite a surprise to find this coming from a Conservative government.
Well, it isn't nationalisation, though, because they're going to issue contracts to private companies or even, as I said, to community groups on local branch lines to run the services. So it's not nationalisation. But what's important is that railways are run for the benefit of the people who use them, the passengers, the freight companies, and for the benefit of the community.
What's the difference between a contract and a franchise? I mean, we've seen franchises, particularly on the East Coast Main Line, go belly up time after time after time. We're now going to have GBR issuing contracts to provide the services. Previously, we had a system whereby private companies were given franchises to run the services. I'm not quite sure what the difference is.
Well, under the old system, the franchisee took the financial risk, which is why various people running the East Coast operation went belly up. Under the new system, they will be paid money to run a service. So they will not. The government will basically take the financial risk. And that seems to be the sort of financial difference in how these things operate. But what's going to be important as well is not simply the structure, if you like, of Great British Railways. It's how much money is put in to improve them. We need a massive electrification of the railways in this country. now, that's not part of this plan, although the word electrification is mentioned. I gather there's going to be another document next year about how the railway is going to be decarbonised, and we hope that that will include a massive programme of electrification. All the railways in Yorkshire, with the possible exception of the Whitby line, need to be electrified. The Whitby line will probably become a battery electric train or hydrogen trains, but we need a fully electrified, clean, efficient, environmentally sustainable network, and we need fares that are affordable.
Nina Smith, we shall have to leave it there. Good to speak to you. Thanks for joining us on the programme. Nina Smith, Chair of Rail Future Yorkshire.